When I prayed with these scripture readings this past Monday, when I was doing my holy hour up in St. Michael in the Adoration Chapel where I'm from, the key theme of humility really struck me. All the three readings talking about the humility that is needed on the path to heaven. It's very countercultural, it's very challenging, but yet it's the path that the Lord has laid out for us, being aware of our human limitations, but also being aware of our God-given gifts and responding to that by living a life of humility. So I was figured I'll just watch for a story this week in the news about humility, and I'd use that as my homily. Well, guess what? It didn't come in the news. There's not too many stories about humility, right? People rather, there's a lot of the stories in the news are about pride and some accomplishment. But the reality is humility is countercultural. Humility is a challenge for us to live because we want to be self-sufficient. We want to be dependent upon ourselves and not dependent on others. But we need to look to Christ as the greatest image, as the greatest example of humility. And it's that humility that leads us to heaven. So the greatest image of humility that you don't read about in the news, though, is right here in front of you. It's depicted here in our beautiful triptych of Christ on the cross. The King of the universe, the Creator of the world, the Great I Am, the Prince of Peace, the Almighty God, became a human being. He took on human flesh in order to be with us, in order to unite himself to us, humbly taking on human form. And not only did he take on human form and become a human being, he willingly submitted to suffering, to rejection, to willingness so that we could realize that he relates to us. Again, he's not some distant foreign power, but he is present to us, humbly walking with us, not avoiding suffering, but embracing it. He took the lowest seat, as was referenced in the gospel today, by dying between two criminals. He was willing to be crucified, receive the punishment for having committed a terrible crime, even though he was innocent and never sinned. He humbly embraced this. Why? Is an example of humility. And he did so out of love for me and for you. He did so to redeem humankind. Jesus, the King of the universe, who should be seated on a throne, instead was seated on a crucifix, on a cross, nailed between two thieves. Instead of being crowned with a great crown of gold with jewels, he was crowned with a crown of thorns. Again, intensifying his suffering, making it even more real for us. But he did this out of love for me and for you, humbly submitting himself to God and to the world. And yet, though in this, was there a sense of fear? No. In the Gospel of Luke that we've been reading throughout this year, in the middle of the Gospel, in chapter 9, verse 51, it's the pivotal point when there's a transition. And at that point, it says, Jesus set his face towards Jerusalem. That is, Jesus dedicated his energies and efforts to get to Jerusalem. And why did he have to go to Jerusalem? Because he was there that he was going to redeem us. It was there that he was going to save humanity by undergoing his crucifixion. And we know that when Jesus took that lowest place, he took the lowest place at the table by being crucified on the cross, what happened? He ended up being raised to the highest place. Now he is seated at the Father's right hand in heaven. That humility led to greatness. That humility led to inspiration as well. It had inspired the disciples to go and live their lives and risk their lives, sharing the good news with others. Jesus Christ humbled himself and set the example for us to be humble as well. And in doing so, he gave us a great witness, and we ourselves need reminders now of humility in our own life, right? That's why we have the crucifix here in every church, to remind us of God's love, but also to remind us of humility. In the Mass itself, we have many actions that remind us and to help us act out of humility rather than to act out of pride. Right at the beginning of Mass, we prayed the Confiteor. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned. Now, most of us, when we go on social media, we don't usually post our sins on Facebook, right? or Instagram or Snapchat or whatever you want to put them on, right? We want to put our accomplishments out there. Look at this. I just ran this race and I won a prize, right? Thanks, public safety, a couple weeks ago. That was me. It's prideful, but I didn't post it. But still, right, we don't typically boast of our weaknesses. But that's what we do at the beginning of Mass as a sign of humility. I have sinned, and I ask you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me is what we say in that prayer. But also the actions that we do. We beat our chest 3 times, again, realizing that, yes, we are sinners. We need God's love. We need God's mercy. We are dependent upon God, our Father, for his forgiveness. And we ask our Blessed Mother, all the angels and saints, to pray for us because they are there in heaven interceding for us. And so we have humility before our Most High God. Also, during the Mass, when it comes time for the Creed, when we say, was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man, we bow down as a reminder of humility that God himself humbled himself and came and took on human flesh to redeem us and to raise us up. And so we humble ourselves at the Creed, bowing at that point. We also humble ourselves when we come up for communion to receive the most holy body and blood of our Lord. We're invited and asked to do a profound bow, that is a bow from the hips, as a sign of reverence to God present in the Eucharist, that Jesus is truly present, the mighty God, the Prince of Peace is present before you. And so we bow, and then we make him a throne in our hand or stick out our tongue in reverence to receive the presence of the Lord more fully in our lives. These actions of humility remind us that we need to humble ourselves not only here at Mass, but also throughout the week to entrust whatever the Lord has given us. When we have opportunities to praise others or to think of others, we should do that as Christ did that in his own life, humbly accepting his human limitations, but also living confidently, knowing that he was a son of God. And that's how we're called to live as well. Not going around with false humility, saying, oh, I'm no good, I'm a reject, I'm not worth anything. But no, it's living confidently in God's love, living confidently in God's mercy, and in doing so, bringing others the joy of the gospel, the joy of Jesus, the joy of the good news that God is risen, that God is alive, that God is here to love you. And he came down in human person in Jesus Christ. So today, as we celebrate this Mass, as we humble ourselves before our Most High God, let's not only do it here in the liturgy, but let's do it throughout the week by humbly accepting the various challenges that come our way, not complaining, not being prideful when we get an accomplishment, but humbly entrusting all that we are and all that we've been given back to God, realizing that everything we have is a gift from God. He is the source of all good gifts. He is the one who has given us life. He is the one who deserves all praise.